This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, another edition of What's on Your Mind. This would be the Bison won their biggest game ever. The Vikings beat the Packers. And the sobering thought that terrorism is still among us edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitch, will be here riding shotgun with you today. And in my place for most of the program, guest host John Trandum. John is an active Republican in North Dakota District 45. He was a member of the delegation that went to Cleveland representing North Dakota Republicans as a delegate, and of course was that famous delegate that put Donald Trump over the edge. So you probably remember John from all that national news. John's also a businessman, Trandum Automotive, and a wonderful company, and does a lot of installations of AstroStar. He might be the biggest AstroStar dealer in like a 5-state region. He puts a lot of them in, and of course once the snow flies, then they really go in. But now would be a good time to get ahead of that rush. Anyway, I am making my way to Minot, North Dakota, to pick up Pete Hegseth, Fox News Channel's very own, author of a great book about Teddy Roosevelt's speech in the arena. Pete will be in Minot tonight for a free event that we invite you to at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. Event begins at 5:30. We're going to sit him down and do a little Q&A. We've invited special guest Doug Burgum to join us for the Q&A. You'll get to meet and greet both, take some pictures, get a signed autograph of Pete's brand new book, and if you're one of the first 10 callers to call this number right now, we have a special treat for you, 855-200-1776, extension 1, 855-200-1776, extension 1, just leave your name and your telephone number, and we'll get you a VIP seat for tonight's event in Minot with Pete Hegseth and Doug Burgum, and a free copy of my book, Grassroots, a Common Sense Action Agenda for America. So we'll have some fun tonight. Been looking forward to that. Of course, also happening in Minot today is the Bakken 2.0 seminar. That'll be happening over at the Holiday Inn Riverside. The North Dakota Petroleum Council is having their annual meeting. We'll be broadcasting from there tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And that's, of course, at the Holiday Inn Riverside in Minot. They have a neat event from 3 until 5 called Bakken 2.0 where they, Kathy Nesset, Rob Lindberg, Steve McNally from Hess, Robert Steed from Enbridge, and a number of local officials in Minot talk about what's happening in Minot and also what's happening in the industry. It's going to be a great day, so take that in. Lots of events happening. We'll tell you more about that as we go throughout the program. Now to get to your phone calls at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. Here is the one and only John Trandum. John?
Good morning. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the intro. You covered most of my news already. I don't know what we're going to talk about now. We have we do have a good show in store for you. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Sorry to catch you off guard there. I'm just getting...
You know, I think that's amazing, given that Scott recorded that thing like Friday, that he knew that the Bison and the Vikings were going to win.
He was confident. He went into that confident. I heard him. He was certain about... I don't know if I would say I was with Steve in thinking that the Bison would lose, but I wasn't quite as confident as Scott. I think Scott threw a score out there, and I don't think he was too far off.
We'll have to check the archives. He was close. He was darn close on that one.
Check the archives for that. I thought it was it 24-21? I don't remember exactly, but he predicted that. But we have a good show today. Now, already mentioned was Pete Hegseth. He'll be on the line at 10:30. Now, I had an opportunity to hear Pete Hegseth speak at a breakfast in Cleveland. Scott mentioned I was at the Republican National Convention. Pete Hegseth was one of our North Dakota delegation guests, so he spoke to us at a breakfast. Usually at a breakfast, you've got people kind of mumbling and talking in the background a little bit and not paying that much attention. The room was dead silent, dead silent. Everyone was hanging on his every word. Pete is a very, very smart fellow. He's an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. He's an author of a book called In the Arena, which harkens back to the famous Teddy Roosevelt statement and speech. That ought to be very interesting. We've also got an update from Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirchmeier at 10 o'clock on the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. And that ought to get us up to speed on that as well. A lot of things developing there. Of course, everyone's mad. They're going to be mad. That's fine. It's okay. But for the first hour, Todd, we've got open lines. So who knows what's going to happen? Maybe your friend will call and argue with us. That'd be great. I'd love to hear from some friend. I think we had a little go-around last time I was in the studio I think his name was John, as a matter of fact.
I think every single friend I have would argue, so, I mean, you got to narrow it down here.
Well, let's hear from you lefties out there, and let's hear you make the case for Hillary Clinton, because Trump is catching up in the polls right now. It's a very, very narrow margin in the presidential sweepstakes right now, so he's catching up. So the numbers to
don't you think, if anything else, just the health issue alone might make some people start doubting Hillary?
Well, I would think that it would, because this isn't just a one-time incident. This is an ongoing condition for candidate Clinton, and unfortunately so. I don't think anyone wants to see her sick or unwell. Trump wished her well, wished her a speedy recovery, that she'd get back on the campaign trail. And we all,
I'm just thinking some of the swing voters are going to have just enough doubt and go, ooh, well, if she's not feeling well, let's not elect her then. And then,
well,
so that might be that swing vote thing there.
Turn back the clock about 16 years. You'll remember the campaign between Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, where Heidi Heitkamp had some health issues, and I think John Hoeven at the time was really the underdog, because she was an outgoing attorney general, very, very broad statewide name recognition, and had a cancer scare and was, thank goodness, able to overcome that and continue to run. But I think many would argue that had an impact on the race in 2000, and this may be a similar circumstance. Tough to tell.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, it's not a matter of disrespect or anything, just so much as enough people are going to say, ooh, I'm not so sure if this person's sick, maybe I better not vote for them. You know, it just puts that element of doubt in there.
Well, and then you've got vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine, and I don't know whether Tim Kaine inspires confidence in you, Todd, but he doesn't in me. And there's the real fear that should he end up having to serve, is he ready to do it? I don't know. I don't think so, to be honest with you.
Which one inspires more confidence, you, him or Joe Biden?
Well, the shallow nature of the Democrat bench is a good topic to kick things off here. But,
or is
yeah,
the answer C, that was a trick question?
Yeah, I guess so. I'll go with C then, because I don't have much confidence in either of them to be able to lead our great country. But I do definitely have confidence in candidate Trump and in Mike Pence. So I'm feeling good about that anyway. Now what do you think out there? Numbers to the studio, 800-228-0550. Or you can text 701-226-8503 or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know, there's a lot that's happened over the weekend, Todd, and I'm sure you're fully aware of it. We've got bombs going off in New York. We've got bombs going off in St. Cloud, of all places. They've identified suspects in each of those circumstances.
Did you ever think you would see the day where the headline would be ISIS claims responsibility for bombing in central Minnesota and not have it be a mistake?
Well, until recently, no, I wouldn't have thought that we'd see that. But recently, Minnesota has really lurched towards the open borders policy with regard to taking in people from faraway places. And
I think I would have seen it in the Twin Cities more than I would have seen it, you know, in the outlying areas. But, yeah, well, I mean, it's welcome to 2016. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, and as it turns out, the St. Cloud man, I think he was described as a knife-wielding maniac, and rightly so, obviously, based on what he did, had at one point lived in Fargo.
He did. So, three different addresses, in fact.
Yeah, I guess so. Now there was this was interesting. I'm just looking at this story here, Todd, and it says, the attack ended when an off-duty officer from the nearby town of Avon, who just happened to be at the mall, shot and killed the suspect.
Yeah, now, what would have happened if he wouldn't have been there?
Well, very good question, and that's something that we need to think about as citizens, particularly as citizens who support, some of us support candidates who don't really like everyone to be able to have, well, they say we just don't want the people that shouldn't have guns to have guns. And who's the arbiter of who should and shouldn't have guns? I suspect it's Hillary Clinton, and I'm not sure that I would trust her discretion on that issue. But here we have a knife-wielding maniac running around a mall stabbing people, and someone coming to the rescue with a gun.
So if that would have been a gun-free zone.
Well, valid point.
Well,
valid point, and that's something that we need to think about. And this is a serious matter. I don't mean to be flippant about it.
I don't either.
We really need to give this some careful consideration. It's clear he didn't have a gun. He wasn't out there shooting people, but he had the weapon that was at his disposal and was poised to do a whole heck of a lot of damage to people and to property. Apparently, if someone hadn't stepped in and stopped him. Now in New York. Well, looks like we've got a break coming up. I'll get to New York when we come back here. But they've named a suspect. The time just flies, Todd. It just flies. Numbers to the program, 800-228-0550. Please call in and let us know what's on your mind. The suspect has been named in the New York bombing. We'll tell you who that is after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&SMotorsInc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks do them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass. And they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms, 701-793-0710.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. John Trandum in for me. Your calls welcome at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. It was great seeing them at Big Iron last week. We had a blast. If you didn't get over to the High Plains Apache booth and see the latest Apache sprayers, well, today's the day. Come on in and see them right across from Bonanza in Mandan at 1701 East Side Corridor, south of Fargo Frontier.
exit 60 off I-29. Ask about that ET Ag Center. It's a great peace of mind addition to what they do at High Plains Apache, because once you buy the sprayer, which is the best of the best, best warranty, the most rugged machine out there, best technology, that electronic drift management system is incredible. Well, they back it up, of course, with a great warranty, but also great access to parts. And if you don't have an Apache sprayer, we're sorry. Well, that's okay. They have parts for all kinds of brands as well with that ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache. Mandan, Frontier, south of Fargo. Tell them Scott sent you, and check it out online at highplainsapache.com. Back to What's on Your Mind. And for me today, Mr. John Trandum. John?
And we're back. Boy, talking about those Apache sprayers. That makes me want to go buy an Apache sprayer. I don't even have a farm. Sounds like one heck of a product. Welcome back to the show, Todd.
Well, it could be a heck of a car washer, I suppose.
I suppose it probably could. I could spray my lawn with it in about 5 minutes.
There you go.
We're back. We've got a couple of callers holding here, and I'm going to get to those real quick, but I did say that I would name the New York bombing suspect. It is Ahmad Khan Rahami, and it appears as though he was he's from Afghanistan. And lest this put to rest Bill de Blasio's reluctance to say that this may be an international terrorist incident, there it is in black and white right in front of us. So that's it seems that they come to these conclusions fairly quickly. Unless you're a lefty, then you really delay the inevitable coming to these conclusions. But I get it. It's all out there right now, so we can labor under that knowledge. But we've got Chad holding from Fargo. He's been holding for a while. I want to make sure and get to Chad. It says in the screener Hillary Clinton, so I don't know if Chad wants to talk about Hillary Clinton, if he likes Hillary Clinton, dislikes Hillary Clinton. But with that, Chad, welcome to the lines. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. I got a question for you. Do you really believe the polls when they say that she's ahead or this and that? When they do Donald Trump's rallies, he always has 4, 10, 15, 20, 30,000. When she has her rallies, they normally have to shrink it down to, just say there's a couple hundred people. They'll basically just show the front of the thing. They never show the back part of it. Don't you think it's a little bit of fraud? I mean, do you think she is ahead in the polls, or do you think that this is the media bias against Trump?
I would say probably maybe a little of both. I don't want to straddle the line on this one, Chad, but whether or not I believe the polls is not relevant. It's whether or not the polls have the ability to move people. A lot of times, if you hear a poll and your candidate is down, maybe you won't even bother going and voting because they're going to lose anyway. And I think that's part of what the media does with these polls. And I think it's the only metric by which we can really even close to accurately gauge where people are. So I think there is a valid function to the polls. But at the same time, you're right. The media does use this to drive their own narrative. I would prefer to continue to hear that Trump is down, because I'm hoping that will have the opposite effect and that it'll get more people out to vote. I'm not positive whether that'll come to fruition or not, but I'd rather go into it assuming that we're 2 points down and make sure that every single Trump voter gets out and votes, and the Hillary voters become a little bit more complacent because they think she's got it in the bag. Look at what happened with Brexit. All of those polls were wrong, but it turned out as it turned out. So I hope we're in the same along the same vein in this one.
Does North Dakota? Do they also? That's another question I have for you. Does the state of North Dakota? Do we, as taxpayers, do we help support the immigration of people that Luther Social Services brings in?
That's a larger question than I'm prepared to answer, but there are tax dollars connected to resettlement, immigrant or refugee resettlement. I'm sure Scott can get a guest on to speak more specifically to that. I'm probably not the right person to do that, and if I do, everyone will say I'm biased anyway, which is fine. But I would suspect that, yeah, tax dollars are going to refugee resettlement. Did you have a follow-up?
Well, it's just wrong. I mean, the bottom line is that we're not vetting these people. And the thing is that Social Services are bringing people in that basically they're not even doing the follow-up to figure out if they were or not. This guy was the guy that was in St. Cloud, was originally came to Fargo, was an ISIS member. Now, how in the world, I mean, our tax dollars is supporting something that we as North Dakotans probably don't agree with.
Well, I don't disagree with you. Well, you won't get an argument from me, Chad, and I think that is something that's important, is we need to figure out a way to be able to evaluate the people who are coming over here under these programs and determine whether or not it's in our interests for them to be here, and also whether it's in their interests for them to be here, because refugees don't automatically want to come to the United States of America. Maybe it would be more expeditious to keep them somewhere closer to their homeland and their families rather than splitting them up. But in any event, we have a lot of callers holding. Chad, thank you for calling and weighing in today. I really appreciate that. We've got Tom in West Fargo to talk about Hillary voters, it sounds like. Tom, what's on your mind today? Welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen. One serious thing, one tongue-in-cheek thing. The serious thing, Scott brought up a really good point that this terrorist or supposed terrorist activity would have been seen in the Twin Cities versus St. Cloud. I suspect people in, say, Duluth and Bemidji, I Falls, around the paper bills, and Duluth around the port, I would think they would give them cause to be concerned. And I would imagine security has really stepped up around the port now. And my tongue-in-cheek thing would have been is if the Democrats think they're low in the polls, I'm sure they could always dig up more voters somewhere.
Tom, thank you for your call. I get it. We saw it right here in Minnesota in the Frank and Coleman race, where you had incidents where you had more voters than you had more votes cast than you had eligible voters, and felons voting and this and that, and so forth, so on and so forth. And Obamacare literally hinged on Al Franken's election, and it may well have been won fraudulently. So that's very unfortunate, but it is what it is. The past is the past. I don't think we're going to settle that one. Trenton is calling on the road, also about the attack in Minnesota. Trenton, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I have just got a couple quick comments. I think, number one, they are too quick to not call a spade a spade. That guy, obviously, he's yelling Allah Akbar. He's asking people if they're Muslim. Obviously, that's a terrorist attack. How is it not?
Seems
secondly,
obvious,
I don't think... Yeah, you know, and the thing that's terrible about that, not only is that not fair to the people that live and was born and raised over here, that's not fair to the other immigrants that come over here that want to be American citizens that don't want to be associated with stuff like that. It gives people a false sense that they're all like that, and they're not all like that. Some of them are great people, some of them hate us. But at the same time, if you don't call a spade and you keep putting around it, it's just going to make the violent look more violent.
Trenton, thank you for your call. I appreciate your comments there. And Trenton made some good points there. We've got to move on to break, but we'll be... Trenton, if you want to hold on, if you want to say any more, you sure can after the break. But we've got to move to break. We'll be right back. We'll keep the phone calls coming in.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are busy, right? Let's just admit it. We're busy. Never home, right? Imagine the feeling of freedom if your home telephone number could be as mobile as you are and your family. Well, now you can with ouroldnumber.com. That's right, ouroldnumber.com. Find out all the details at ouroldnumber.com or call them at 800-774-0530, bringing you what's on your mind today. Don't forget, we'll be in Minot tonight. Pete Hegseth of the Fox News Channel flying in. He is a veteran. I am so looking forward to spending some time with a veteran, Iraq and Afghanistan veteran, one of the best, and, of course, has now become a rising star for Fox News Channel. You see him there a lot. He's written the book, In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. It's about tomorrow's leaders. Doug Burgum will be there tonight as a special guest, the Republican candidate for governor in North Dakota. Here's what I'd really encourage you to do. Anywhere around Minot, if you've got a youngster that is, you think, leadership material, bring them. Bring them along to this event tonight. It's free and open to the public. Right next to the Dakota Square Mall, the Sleep In and Conference Center. Doors open at 5. Event begins at 5:30. We're going to do a Q&A session, a meet and greet. You can take a picture, and I'll have free copies of my book, Grassroots, Common Sense Action Agenda for America, for anybody that calls right now to reserve a VIP seat at 855-200-1776, extension 1. When you call that number, 855-200-1776, express extension 1, we'll get you a free copy of Grassroots, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America, and a VIP seat for tonight's event. Of course, you can get Pete's book signed, too, In the Arena. Pete Hegseth, Doug Burgum, yours truly tonight, sleeping in Conference Center, Minot. Doors open at 5, event begins at 5:30, and know that it is free and open to the public. We'll see you there tonight. Should be a great time. Back to John Trandum and more of What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock, we've got Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer to update the latest at the Dakota Access Pipeline protests calling in. So we'll get a little update on that. But we've had some good calls and some good comments regarding polls, regarding Lutheran Social Services, regarding some of the bombing attacks, terror attacks, as it were. Numbers to the studio, 800-228-0550 or text 701-226-8503. We've got a couple of off-air calls, but we'll first go to Terry in Sterling and give his 2 cents. Terry, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Good morning.
Am I on?
You're on.
Yeah, I'd say about 20 years ago, they had a program where the government would reimburse 50% of the wages for 3 months. If you was to hire some Native Americans on a job that they were not trained for to cover training expenses for 3 months, they would reimburse 50% of the wages if they were on an hourly wage. It's my understanding now there's a company come in to all of the Walmart Nationwide and a bunch of other companies, and they're bringing in foreigners from out of the country, and they're putting them under a similar program where they're starting out at $12 an hour, and it's my understanding they're being reimbursed 50% of those wages to hire those people. Some of our local people, including myself, have put in applications, and anyway, it's just kind of interesting. They're bringing these foreigners in and reimbursing 50% of their wages, and some of us that are residents are being bypassed. So I just thought that was something that's interesting. They were talking about them bringing these people in and the government supplying, and it's my understanding it's a government program.
Okay, yeah, Terry, that is interesting, and it'd behoove us to dig up a little bit more information about that and find out about, because the unfortunate part is if they're competing with people who are qualified for those jobs and those people are being passed over, I don't know whether that's happening. I don't know anything about the program, so I can't comment intelligibly on it, but thank you for calling in.
I don't either, but it's something that I'd like to see somebody check into, because if it's our government doing this, and it's my understanding it's government money.
All right. Well, thank you, Terry, for that tip. And maybe Todd can dig into it a little bit while we're continuing the conversation here. But, yeah, if that's the case, it's something that we should know about and we should consider. Maybe some people will think it's a great idea and some people won't. But if you have an opinion on it, feel free to call in. We've got a couple of off-air callers that called in, I think, during the break. So if you want to run those callers, Reb, we'll keep the conversation going.
Yes, this is Gordy from Fargo. I just wanted to weigh in. Todd, you need to know that is a gun-free zone at the Crossroads Mall in St. Cloud. The only reason that gentleman had a gun is because he was an off-duty police officer and they can carry anywhere.
Yep.
So, if that gentleman would not have been there, there would not have been any other opportunity unless there was another off-duty police officer at that location, period. So, the other thing I'm wondering about is, since this gentleman lived in Fargo, I shouldn't even call him a gentleman, but since he lived in Fargo, I wonder if he was brought here by Lutheran Social Services. And if so, what culpability they have in those people being stabbed in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I've wondered for years how the bringing in of these Somali refugees by Lutheran Social Services has contributed to some of the crime in our area and also to some of the stuff that's going on, period. The other thing that's interesting is, if you know the dynamics of Western Minnesota, it's not that outlandish that these outlying areas have these radical Muslims, because there is a Muslim training camp just outside of Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, that the police will not go near. Just wanted to let you know. Thank you.
Todd, did you hear that?
I did.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we were speculating about the gun-free zone, and that's why we really need to take this seriously, because that was a gun-free zone, for goodness sake.
Okay,
so I guess someone would have had to go to the cutlery store and get a knife to match the suspect's knife.
See, all the reasons to not have gun-free zones, because it could have been, what if there were a private citizen concealed carry permit holder there, but oops, had to leave it in the console of the truck or something. They could have helped, but legally weren't able to have one. So yeah, I mean, thank God we had the off-duty cop in there who can carry anyway. But
well, yeah, exactly. Who knows how far this guy would have gone otherwise?
Well, exactly. I'd feel a little more confident if a citizen who's also trained and you know legally able to carry could have also helped and were there. I mean, why limit ourselves? You don't go to war with as few weapons as possible, do you?
No, exactly. We've got the open lines for the next 10 minutes here. Numbers 800-228-0550 or text Todd at 2271-226-8503. Caller also brought up a point about LSS, Lutheran Social Services, and whether or not the fellow was brought here by them. And I think one of the big unknowns with LSS, and it's impossible for me to be wholesale against anyone coming to our country, because I'm not. I think we are a country of immigrants. We should continue to be. But we do need to quantify the impact locally on our local economy, whether it's crime statistics, you know, I don't know about welfare claims or assistance. What does it cost us? And I don't think we're doing that. I think that that there would be no greater beneficiary than Lutheran Social Services if they were able to quantify those statistics and say, hey, this doesn't have as large an impact as so many people think it does on our crime, or pull the demographics on crime and determine how big an impact it does, and whether or not vetting these people on the front end before they come to our country would potentially have a positive impact on that, so that we're bringing the people that are interested in assimilating, becoming American citizens, becoming productive members of society. I think people would get on board with that. I don't think it's just a matter of xenophobia and racism, as the left likes to throw out all those words all the time. I don't think that they even understand what they mean, because xenophobia is an irrational fear of people from other lands, other countries. Well, when you have knife-wielding maniacs coming here, I don't know if you'd call that an irrational fear. When you have pressure cooker bombs going off out in the street, it's not an irrational fear when one faction of the population is responsible for that every time, every single time. I don't think that's irrational anymore. So I don't think it makes sense to call that xenophobia. But anyway, we've got Alex holding on line one. I want to make sure and defer to the callers. Number's 800-228-0550 if you want to call in and weigh in. We've got a few more minutes here of open phones before our top-of-the-hour interview with Sheriff Kirkmeyer. Alex, welcome to the program. What's on your mind today?
Oh, say, we were talking about, you know, concealed weapon permits and such. I actually have one. I'm working in western North Dakota. I'm from North Dakota, which is an oddity. But I've had a weapon pulled on me. And thank goodness this person turned their head away, and I was able to pull my gun out and stop him. And I'm just wondering, you know, as conservatives, is there any way North Dakota can get it so that we can have open carry weapons in North Dakota? Is that possible?
Don't we have open carry in North Dakota? I thought we did have
concealed weapon only.
Yeah.
But, okay. Yeah, well, but police officers and... Yeah.
Introduce a bill and get it passed, I guess, would be the way.
There is a way to do that. Exactly like Todd said, legislatively, that can be done. And there are, I've heard pros and cons argued for that. And, you hear a lot of people saying, well, if you have a gun on your hip, that's just going to unnecessarily escalate the situation. I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with that. I think it might tend to de-escalate a situation from ever coming to fruition in the first place. If you know doggone well the guy's got iron on his hip, maybe you're not going to mess around.
Right. No, you're saying that to get the law, get it passed, they have to contact our congressman, or what do we do for that?
What's that?
Our senator, do we have to contact our local senators?
Contact your local legislator and just say, hey, we want a bill for open carry. And that's the great thing about living in North Dakota, is that you can get in touch with those guys. If you don't know their numbers, go on the NDGOP website. Unless you want to call a Democrat and try and get them to do it.
No.
And most of their contact information is right there, whether it's an email address, even personal cell numbers. So they're very accessible. So thank you for the call, Alex. I've got Greg holding in Lakota, so we want to make sure and talk, give him an opportunity to speak as well. And we've got Arlen holding in Devil's Lake. So first we'll move to Greg. Greg, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yes. I just want to make a comment on Lutheran Social Services and bringing in these Somalis. And one of the companies that's doing the hiring is Trans Systems Incorporated. And they're bringing in these guys and paying them low wages. And then what they're doing is they bought a bunch of trucks. And they're also bidding on road projects and gravel hauling and stuff. And the money is so cheap that I can't even compete with them.
Greg, thank you for calling in. Greg makes a very salient point. We'll talk more after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better from the shadow of the Capitol. Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stop in for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two cookies of your choice. Four items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week, Don Mosman, MDSC Training Director, discusses how to best prepare for an active shooter or violent event.
The very first step is to know where you are. And the best way to do that is to conduct a security assessment so that you can find out, how are my emergency response plans? And have I prepared adequately? Do I know what the police department's going to do when they get here? Do I know what the fire department's going to do? Have I coordinated with them? Do I have an evacuation plan for my building? Where am I going to take my people? Of course, you have all of the aspects of inside the building itself. What type of alarm system do we have inside? What kind of a notification system do we have? There's a lot of elements that come into play.
For more emergency planning tips and resources, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about the University of Mary's traditional degree programs, but did you also know they have specialized in education for working adults since 1959? That's right. At the University of Mary, you can combine your passion and experience with a master's or doctorate program that positions you for a richer, fuller life. Choose from 16 master's programs in business, nursing, healthcare, healthcare administration, counseling and education, 3 doctoral programs in nursing practice, physical therapy, education. Because Mary offers one of the most affordable programs in the nation, you can earn a degree of distinction without going broke. And best of all, courses are taught in a flexible, accelerated format. You can take classes online, at night, at one of 4 locations here in North Dakota. And Mary's dedicated faculty are experts in their field, bringing real-world experience into the classroom. I've been in that classroom. It's great. As a member of a community of learners like you, you'll have plenty of support from start to finish. And at Mary, you'll build on your accomplishments, acquire new knowledge and skills, and learn the timeless values of respect, community, and service that'll benefit you and those you serve for a lifetime. That's the University of Mary for life. Classes are underway starting October 10th, November 14th, January 9th, February 13th, March 20th. Learn more at umary.edu/master's degree. umary.edu/master's degree. Back to Moral, What's on Your Mind, and your calls at 800-228-0550. Here's John Trandum.
And we're back. Welcome back to the show. Thanks to all the callers and all the participants in the show, the off-air callers. We've got less than 5 minutes and four calls holding here, so I'm going to move right back to the phones. Before the break, we had a caller calling in about employees and not being able to afford to compete with some of the those who are being brought in from faraway lands and places. So it's on people's mind, that's for sure. But we need to go to Arlen in Devil's Lake and give him an opportunity to speak before we run out of time. Arlen, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Super. Yeah, how are you?
Great. It's good to talk to you. You know, this concealed and carry thing, I think everybody should just be able to carry whatever they want to. Any kind of
constitutional carry.
Yeah, because, you know, this thing here, St. Cloud, you know, is it coming to Fargo? Is it coming to Grand Forks? Is it coming to Devil's Lake? I think it will be, and it worries me. You know, I know you've got children. I've got children. I worry about my daughter. You know a little bit about my history as far as, you know, when I was in Venezuela, the people don't have guns there, and even there, the people are being, the Christians especially are being persecuted in Venezuela. You know, they're not being gunned down, but they're really being harassed, and it's because, and when we're there, their military is a joke. I know that personally, but also, they do have the guns and they do have the power. And we just need, you know, the liberals, some of the liberals, John, they see this, and I think the truth could slap them in the face, and the real left-wingers, I think they just don't care.
I think you're right, because the truth has slapped us in the face repeatedly, and I agree with you on the constitutional carry. I don't know why you'd need legislation to allow a citizen to exercise a constitutional right. It seems like our government enjoys creating constitutional rights all the time. You'd think they could abide by the ones that are already in there that were crafted by the visionaries who wrote the Constitution in the first place. But thank you for calling in, Arlen. We've got to move on to Ernie in North Dakota is with us as well. Ernie, what's on your mind?
Hello. Yeah, I was just calling in about the constitutional carry.
Yes.
And Missouri just passed it last week. They had a governor veto override on it because the governor wouldn't sign it. He vetoed it, and they overrode it, so it did go in last week there.
Good.
But, I think we definitely need this constitutional carry.
And Ernie, it sounds like that governor is violating his oath of office in upholding and defending the Constitution of the United States of America, because there's no debate as to whether or not that's in the Constitution. No debate whatsoever. It's over. It's done with. There's no more debate. Ernie, thanks for calling in and making that point. And that's interesting. I hadn't heard that about Missouri yet. But we've got Sally in Grand Forks wanting to weigh in. Short time here, Sally, but it's yours. Good morning.
Hi, I wanted to, in all the really hot button issues that are up right now, I don't want people to lose sight of the fact that on the 30th of September, unless Congress takes action to prevent it, the control of internet functions will be ceded to this ICANN organization. Now, ICANN is already looking for a place to go out of this country to, as its set of operations, so that it won't be under American law. That means that our First Amendment, we are the only nation with a First Amendment. I'm aware of the importance of the Second Amendment, but we need the First Amendment as well. If we want to have the kind of access and the kind of freedom of use of the internet that we enjoy now, that's important to just about every single one of us, we really do need to contact Congress. I want to give a number out. It's the congressional switchboard number, and you can get your senators and congressmen there. And if you don't know who they are, they can route you there. It's 202-224-3121.
Hey, and Sally, we got to run here. I got one more caller I'm going to squeeze in before the break, but thank you for calling in and making that point and sharing that number. And I would encourage people to do exactly that because we do not want to cede control to anyone. We're going to have to move on to break here. We've got Mike holding in Permanent. I'm sorry, Mike, if you want to hold through the next segment, we'll have open lines again after our next brief guest. But so many calls, so little time. I appreciate you all being with us and participating. After the break here, we will have Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer right back after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phone. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Cattlemen, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, is holding their 11th annual meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. The featured speakers are Dr. Harwood Schaefer, research professor at the Ag Policy Analysis Center, University of Tennessee, speaking on the state of agriculture today. RCAV CEO Bill Bullard, speaking on trade and checkoff issues. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Dr. Sarah Keller, state veterinarian. All cattlemen are invited to attend. For registration and information, contact Larry Kenneth at 220-6102.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.